ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 ॐ ज्ञानधिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुर्वन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपगदा माह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। पञ्चकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। मुखं करोति वाचालं बन्धुं लङ्घायते गिरिं यत्कृपादमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दिनदारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरो नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। शृण्वतं स्वकथा कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनं हृदयं तस्तो हि अभद्राणि विदनोति सुहृत्सता। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी।
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, the chapter number 2, the title of the chapter is Activities of Maharaj Agnidhara, text number 6. So this is a very long text, I don't know which meter and other things, but I will just read like a normal text only, because it's a very... This section, the slokas are very, very big. Tham
Tham
Yeva Vidure
Madhukare
Iva Sumanasa Upajigrantim Divija Manuja
विगलित अमृतस्व सहास
भाषणामोध
मदान्ध
मधुकर
निकरोपराधेन
दृढपथा
विनियासेन
वल्गो स्पन्दनो
स्तनान् कलशान् कबरान् हारान् रसनान् देवीत अवलोकनेन विवृतावसरस्य भगवतो मकरध्वजस्य वशम् उपनीतो जडव इति ओवच.
So I was thinking we'll just read word by word on it because so I think
ब्यूटिफुल फ्लावर्स उपजिघ्रांतिं स्मेलिंग द बीजा ऑफ दोस born in the heavenly planets, manuja, of those born in human society, manaha, mind, nayana, for the eyes, ahlada, pleasure, dukhai, producing, gati, by her movement, vihara, by pastimes, vridha, by shyness, vinaya, by humility, avaloka, by glancing, suswara akshara, by her sweet voice, avya avyavai, and by the limbs of the body, manasi, in the mind, nirnam, of men, Kusuma Ayudhasya, of Cupid, who has a flower arrow in his hand. Vidahadin, making, Vivaram, oral reception, Nijamukha, from her own mouth, Vighalita, pouring out, Amrita Ashava, nectar like honey, Sahasa, in her smiling, Bhashana, and talking, Amodha, by the pleasure, Madhanda, blinded by intoxication, Madhukara, of bees, Nikara, by groups, Uparodena, because of being surrounded, Druga, hasti, pada, of feet, vinyasena, by stylish stepping, valglu, valgu, a little, spandena, moving, stana, breast, kalasa, like water parts, kabara, of her braids of hair, Vara, weight, rasana, the belt upon the hips, Devim, the goddess, tat avalokanena, simply by seeing her, vivruta avasarasya, taking the opportunity of Bhagavata, of the greatly powerful, Makara Dvajasya of Cupid, Vasham, under the control, Upanita, being brought, yes, being brought in, thank you, Jadavad, as if stunned, Iti, thus, Ha, certainly, Uvacha, he said. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
like a honey bee, the apsara smelled the beautiful and attractive flowers. She could attract the minds and vision of both humans and demigods by her playful movements. her shyness and humility, her glances, the very pleasing sounds that poured from her mouth as she spoke, and the motion of her limbs. By all these qualities, she opened for Cupid, who bears an arrow of flowers, a path of oral reception into the minds of men. When she spoke, nectar seemed to flow from her mouth. As she breathed, the bees, mad for the taste of her breath, tried to hover about her beautiful lotus-like eyes. Disturbed by the bees, she tried to move hastily, but as she raised her feet to walk quickly, her hair, the belt on her hips and her breast, which were like water jugs, also moved in a way that made her extremely beautiful and attractive. Indeed, she seems to be making a path for the entrance of Cupid, who is most powerful. Therefore, the prince, completely subdued by seeing her, spoke to her as follows.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Actually, we are protected by Srila Prabhupada's purport, because this is one thing which is the Srimad Bhagavatam is like a Srila Prabhupada gives elaborate purports. That way, you know, like we can be protected by this all these different descriptions. Sometimes, you know, like it's so can be mind boggling. But Prabhupada's protection is there. So Srila Prabhupada very kindly, whatever the subject matter, what is needed for us, and what cautions we should take, everything Srila Prabhupada mentions there. That way, you know, we are Prabhupada's purports are like a kind of. Especially if there is a purport not there, that I become nervous. Like, oh, there is no purport, Prabhupada's purport is not there. So this is like a very wonderful Prabhupada has given this special mercy for each sloka, almost each sloka with the message of this thing. So it's very wonderful and it is very enlightening. So here we will read the purport. How a beautiful woman's movements and gestures, her hair and the structure of her breast, hips and other bodily features attracts the minds not only of men but of demigods also is very finely described in this statement. The words Dvija and Manuja specifically emphasize that the attraction of feminine gestures is powerful everywhere within this material world, both on this planet and in the higher planetary systems. It is said that the standard of living in the higher planetary system is thousands and thousands of times higher than the standard of living on this planet. Therefore, the beautiful bodily features of women there are also thousands and thousands of times more attractive than the feature of women on earth. The Creator has constructed women in such a way that their beautiful voices and movements and the beautiful features of their hips, their breasts and their other parts of their bodies attract the members of the opposite sex, both on earth and on other planets, and awaken their lusty desires. When one is controlled by Cupid or by the beauty of a woman, he becomes stunned like a matter such as stone. Captivated by the material movements of woman, he wants to remain in this material world. Thus, one's promotion to the spiritual world is checked simply by seeing the beautiful bodily structure and movements of woman. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore warned all devotees to beware of the attraction of the beautiful woman and materialistic civilization. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu even refused to see Pratapa Rudra Maharaj because he was a very opulent person in the material world. Lord Chaitanya said in this connection, Nishkinchanasya Bhagavat Bhajanonmukasya, those who are engaged in devotional service of the Lord, because they are very serious about going back home, back to garden, should be very careful to avoid seeing the beautiful gestures of women and should also avoid seeing the persons who are very rich. Nishkinchanasya Bhagavat Bhajanonmukasya Paramparam Jigimisho Bhavasagarasya Sandarshanam Vishayinam Adayositamsya Hahanta Hanta Vishabhakshanota Api Asadho. Last,
for a person who is seriously desiring to cross the material ocean and engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord without material motives, seeing a materialist engaged in sense gratification or seeing a woman who is similarly interested is more abominable than drinking poison willingly. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela 11.8. One who is serious about going back home, back to Godhead, should not contemplate the attractive features of women and the opulence of rich men. Such contemplation will check one's advancement in spiritual life. Once a devotee is fixed in Krishna consciousness, however, these attractions will not agitate his mind. So here we find the descriptions of Maharaj Agnidara's activities. So we already, the first chapter we discussed about Priyavrata Maharaj, how Priyavrata Maharaj we got the sons. So the first son is Agnidara. So here we find that they are all like they are fulfilling, as Priyavrata Maharaj is also fulfilling the desires of the Lord by taking up this ashram and then becoming a king. Because he didn't want to, we studied in the first chapter, because he wanted to remain like that, but Swayambhuva Manu came and Brahmaji personally came and then he persuaded, okay, this is like one of the responsibilities you have to take up to this kingly order, and then you have to maintain the citizens. So he did that. So now Agnidara Maharaj, so he is also performing severe austerities to please Lord Brahma, and then Brahmaji sends this Purvachiti. This is that the Apsara. So here we find that the context, the Purvachiti is coming, and now Agnidara Maharaj is getting attracted to this the girl. And Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, how a beautiful woman's movements and gestures, her hair and the structure of her breast, hips and other bodily features attracts the minds not only of men but of demigods also, is very finely described in this statement. So it is interesting. We think like this is attraction is only in this this world. No, the attraction is there even in the heavenly planets also. Even though the heavenly planets it is described, the men and the women, they are more beautiful. Prabhupada is thousands and thousands times more beautiful than we find people here. If you think like the material world, some people are beautiful, but we have to understand how beautiful the people who are in the heavenly planets. And in that also, there could be same attraction, same thing there also in the heavenly planets. We find also in the scriptures, sometimes you know, like there was this one, I think one person, I forgot the name, this one personality is circumambulating the fire. This is like a part of the marriage, one personality circumambulating the fire. And then the fire god, he got attracted to this. So this is like, this is practical. No? Like it's not like, we are not exaggerating, the Shastra says that. And also moon god, sometimes you know, like he got attracted to the Tara, this is a Brahaspati's wife. Like this is all this, this mentality is there in a different ways actually. It's not like this mentality is there. Ah, Brahma, Bhuvana, Loka, Punaravarta. Wherever you go, this mentality is there. So we have to be very careful. Not that, okay, I perform these austerities here and there and I go to heavenly planets, I will be safe. No, there also the problems are there. We go to heavenly planets also, there also all this, the same situation, same, maybe in a different way, some here things may be in a very gross way, maybe there can be in a more subtle way. So it is there. So we have to be very careful and to keep in our mind what is the purpose of life, why did we come here, what is the purpose and what is our destination. These things have to be always be very clear in our mind. If we keep it very clear that in the mind, then it becomes a little bit easier. Not that it's completely gone, but still things will become, at least you know, like you again bring the mind back to the original position. Oh, why did we come here? What is our original thing? So then this point we have to keep on meditating. This is what the subject matter for meditation is, this only. Yes, we came here, and because of this maituna, the attraction, that only we came here. And then again, if this is like it is mentioned here, because of that, it is going to keep us in the material world for ages and ages. Is going to keep us here. So we have to be very careful and not to again fall prey to this and then get stuck in this material for young sex. So Srila Prabhupada says here in the purport, the words Dvija and Manuja specifically emphasize the attraction of feminine gestures is powerful everywhere within this material world, both on this planet and the higher planetary system. And then Srila Prabhupada goes on to explain, it is said that the standard of living in the higher planetary system is thousands and thousands of times higher than the standard in this every planet. Therefore, the beautiful bodily features of the woman, they are also thousands and thousands of times attractive than the features of the woman on earth. The Creator has constructed woman in such a way that their beautiful voices and movements and the beautiful features and other parts of their bodies attract the members of the opposite sex. So this is what the situation. So Shastra also gives the problem, and also Shastra gives the solution also. It is not like we are left with high and dry, there is no solution. So how to tackle the situation, that also gives in the Shastra. Actually it says in the Chanakya Nidhi Shastra, it says, Matravat paradhareshu paradraveshu lostrava atmavat sarvabhuteshu ya pashyati sa pandita. Chanakya is this is like a moral, this is Srila Prabhupada quotes that, this is a moral injunction. One who considers another wife as his mother, sees another possession as a lump of dirt, and treats all other living beings as he would himself is considered to be learned. So this is the definition of a learned person. The learned person is the one who sees matravat paradhareshu. Because if we can follow that principle, matravat paradhareshu, then what will happen, most of the problem, because we just consider other woman, other than the married wife, has to be considered as a mother. That's why Srila Prabhupada strongly recommended, call everyone Mataji. Because this is like, even though this is the way to address them. Other than the married wife, everybody has to be considered as a mother. Because that way we have develop that respect, develop that reverence, all these things has to be there. So this is the way we can, because we can't say that, okay, now I will not be meeting anyone. Yeah, we will be meeting people, because we are a preaching movement. We will be meeting people, we will be meeting women. Some may be beautiful, some may not be beautiful, but what can be done? Work has to continue, the preaching has to happen. So that this has to be always kept in mind. Matravat paradareshu, paradraveshu, lostravat, atmavat sarvabhuteshu, epasyati, sapandita. The same way, there is another nice instruction I found in the Shankaracharya. He says, very, very interesting, the Bhajagovinda. Bhajagovinda prayers is this, Nari stanabara navidesham, drishtva magamoga vesham, etat mamsam vasadi viharam, manasi vichintaya bharam bharam. Having seen the supposed beauty of a woman's heavy breast and her thin waist, do not become agitated in illusion, for these attractive features are simply transformations of fat, flesh and various other disgusting ingredients. You should consider this in your mind again and again. Again and again. This is Shankaracharya. Shankaracharya is part of this Bhajagovindam song. This is coming. Nari stanabara nabi desam drishtva maha moga vesham. Mohavesham. Sometimes this is, mind gets agitated. So it is not like a something artificial. Yes, the whole thing is designed such a way. Then we have to understand also. Srila Prabhupada very nicely gave this story, the liquid beauty. The liquid beauty is a wonderful story, which is the very beginning of our Krishna consciousness. We might have heard this. Because the one person got attracted to a beautiful girl, and then she said I am attracted to you, and then she was not that keen, and she wanted to teach a lesson. So she said, wait for some time. And so then after many days, she was taking all the purgatives, like that. So then she was waiting, so prescribed dates, the man came, and he was inquiring, where is that lady?
I am that lady. He didn't believe that. What is this? No, like, no. I have separated my beauty. This is like a, so then that whole place was like a stinging. So this is like a, yeah, that is what Sakaracharya says. Because yeah, if you understand that initially attraction may be there, but if you analyze a bit further, then what is this? This is a transformation. But easy to say, it is easy to say, but difficult to practice. That is why again and again we have to meditate. Yes, that sometimes the desires may come. And immediately we have to remember that. Matravat paradhareshu. Then if you remember that, then it gives us an hint. Okay, yes, there is some attraction there. But Shastra says differently. Shastra gives a different prescription. So we have to understand Shastra gives for our benefit. Yes, I have taken a vow that I want to go back home, back to garden in this lifetime. If we can engage in these type of activities, this is going to be detrimental. That's why Srila Prabhupada says it is going to check our progress. Because if somebody is determined, yes, I want to go back home, back to garden, these type of things will be a stumbling blocks in their progress in devotional service. But we have to understand this is not like a, that doesn't mean that a person should not have a family, should not have a family. No, that is not the purpose. The purpose is like a, again, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains in the later section of the purport. We'll read that also. When one is controlled by Cupid or the beauty of the woman, he becomes stunned like a matter such as stone. Captivated by the material movements of woman, he wants to remain in this material world. Thus, one's promotion to the spiritual world is checked simply by seeing the beautiful bodily structure and movements of woman. So that is the problem. Because it's not like it is good. Yeah, you can have a wife, you can raise the children, you can have family, and you can remain Krishna conscious also. There is nothing wrong in that. But undue attraction, this is what going to create problem. And then what is going to happen? Then our promotion, this is the greatest risk actually. One's promotion to the spiritual world is checked simply by seeing the beautiful bodily structures and movements of woman. So that is not the only purpose. The only purpose in life is to, we have to go back home, back to garden and engage in the devotional service. And the facility is given, the body is given. When the body is given, the senses are there. The senses need some pleasure. Senses need some satisfaction is needed. But it has to be provided according to the Shastra. Whatever Shastra is given, that is why we have a Brahmacharya life, and we have a, after living a Brahmacharya life, the person decides, like, yes, that's fine, I am happy, and then he can continue. He can remain Aishtika Brahmachari, there is no problem. But it may not be possible for everyone. So then the person decides, okay, then I will get into the grahastha life. The grahastha life means marry and then try to beget children. So, and then also eventually the grahastha is not remaining grahastha for rest of the life. Then at some point in time, he develops a little bit of renunciation and then enters into the vanaprastha. So this is a vanaprastha. And then naturally, like after that, sannyas, all these things happen. So that is why the renunciation has to come. Actually, the material life, if somebody engages, raises the children, the responsibility, automatically the renunciation is supposed to come actually. Because otherwise, if you want to, because this is like a, you want to enjoy that, and then you have to take the responsibility. Okay, it's not just like a one-side thing. I will have keep on enjoying and I'm not going to take responsibility. That will not work actually. So Srila Prabhupada says here that one promotion to the spiritual world is checked simply by seeing the beautiful bodily structure. Okay. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore warned all devotees to beware of attraction of beautiful women and materialistic civilization. So this is a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentioned in the conversation between the Kulina Grama devotees. They were asking Chaitanya Mahaprabhu what are the main characteristics of a Vaishnava. So then he, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, gives this asatsangatyahe Vaishnava achar. Asatanga Sahe Vaishnavacha, Stri Sangi Eka Asadu Krishna Abhakta Ar. To remain attached to the modes of material nature, one should avoid associating with those who are asat, materialistic.
There are two kinds of materialistic. One is attached to woman and sense gratification. The other is simply a non-devotee. This is two kind of asats are there. Asat, because asat sangha tyaga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this instruction. That means, so it's like a, it says here, to remain attached. This is like a, normally some attachment will be there. Because if you have husband and wife, family, there will be attachment will be there. It's not like a, it's not unnatural. Attachment should be there. But it should not be over-attached. Because it's not like, that is what going to drag us. That is what going to drag us to this material world again and again. Yes, husband and wife are there and they have to perform their duties. And then they perform the duties for the pleasure of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada set a great example. Like when Srila Prabhupada sent these grahastha disciples to go and open the temple in London. This is the best example. Yes, they have a potential there. So the potential can be used in the service of the Lord. Yeah, husband and wife cooperating, they can do wonders actually. Some places, the renunciate or the celibate monks may not be able to go, but the grahasthas may be able to go, and then they may be able to do certain things. So, Srila Prabhupada knew that, okay, this is the potent. So, when somebody engages in devotional service, then these problems will be reduced. That is why Srila Prabhupada, yesterday's purport also, he referred this very nice song by this Prabodhananda Saraswati. She says, Kaivalyam narakayate, Ridhasapur akasa pushpayate, Durdhandriya kala sarpa padali, Prokhata dhamsrayate, Vishwam purna sukayate, Vidhi mahendradishya kitayate, Yat karunya kataksha vaibhavatam, Tam gauram evastuma. So this is Chaitanya Chandramrita, where it is mentioned, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has perfectly enunciated and broadcast the process of Bhakti Yoga. Consequently, for one who has taken shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the highest perfection of Mayavadi's Kaivalya or becoming one with the Supreme is considered hellish. To say nothing of the karmis, aspiration to be promoted to the heavenly planets, devotees consider such as goals to be worthless phantasmagoria. Then the sloka comes, there are also yogis who try to control their senses, but they can never succeed without coming to the stage of devotional service. The senses are compared to venomous, poisonous snakes, but the senses of a bhakta engaged in the service of the Lord are like snakes with their poisonous fangs removed. Because this is the snake is obviously very dangerous, but why the snake is dangerous? Because of the poisonous fangs. If the poisonous fangs are removed, then the snake is just like a play snake only. Yeah? The snake will not. The same way, the senses are very, very dangerous. But the person who has seen the beauty of Krishna, the person who has engaged in the service of Krishna, then the senses will not disturb it. That is the Krishna's special mercy. Because if somebody has seen the beauty of Krishna, if somebody has engaged in the devotional service to Krishna, the senses will not demand. Senses will not, because senses are, because this is what the definition of bhakti. The definition of bhakti is rishikena, rishikesa, sevanam, bhakti uttam. Because the senses become, when the senses in the service of the Lord, then the senses become controlled and tamed. Like this is like a snake, if the poisonous fangs are removed, the snake is no more dangerous. The same way, the person who is engaged in devotional service, for him, this becomes a very, the senses, then they are not going to create trouble for them. So, Srila Prabhupada says here, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu even refused to see Pratap Rudra Maharaj because he was a very opulent person in the material world. This Srila Prabhupada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu set a wonderful example. Because he knew Pratap Rudra Maharaj was not ordinary king, but still he wanted to set an example that, you know, I don't want to mix with. He just refused actually. He refused, no. And after that, there are so many devotees also. So many devotees planned how we can, because Ramananda Rai and our Swarup Damodar Goswami, everybody, they made plans. And finally when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was resting at that time, like that is, we all know this, how this Tavakata Amritam Tapta Jeevan, that then singing the song, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became so ecstatic. And then he gave the association to Prataputra Maharaj. So, but initially, yeah, he didn't want to, because this is, there is a problem. Because when there is a the person, like a materialistic person, normally, this is not Maharaj Prataputra. Maharaj Prataputra is a great devotee. But normally, the king or a head of state will be a materialistic person. And a person associates with them, then we will also get some of the vibrations. This is the problem, because we just go, and when we associate with them, then we also get our desires, our materialistic desires, they are also like aroused. That is the biggest problem. So that is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quoted this sloka, this very nice sloka, often quoted by Srila Prabhupada. Nishkinchanasya bhagavat bhajano mukhasya parambaram jigimisho bhavasagarasya. And the translation goes like this: for a person who is seriously desiring to cross the material ocean, param param jigimisho bhavasagarasi, engage in transcendental loving service of the Lord without material motive, seeing a materialistic engaged in sense gratification, or seeing a woman who is similarly interested, is more abominable than drinking poison willingly. Actually, it's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, what is the most dangerous type of thing? It's like I won't even mind, like just like going into the fire. That is okay. That can be. But this is like this type of association is more dangerous. That's why he says, knowingly poison. This is drinking poison willingly. That type of, that is why, that is, we should not think it's only the standard for only sannyasis or brahmacharis, because it is a standard for anybody who wants to become serious in devotional life, who has a plan that I just want to finish this business of repeated birth and death, punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, I want to go back to Godhead. So that should be kept inside. Mind, kept in mind. Yes, this is our thing. Yes, but there will be, there are situations where we have to associate with people. Yes, we have to understand that. But if we can keep in mind what is this association and how much we can, like this is a, keep the, what is our ultimate destination, then this will not create problem. Otherwise, now, if we think that like, oh, I am associated with them, what can I benefit from that person, or how can I exploit that person? If those type of moods are there, then it becomes difficult. If your mood is, yeah, how to engage this person, oh, this person is beautiful, very good, but if how can I engage this person in the service of the Lord, so that person will be benefited, then it is better. We can do that. But if we have a thinking like, no, how can I enjoy that person, or how can I further my interest in that, then it is dangerous. So we have to be very careful in all our dealings, everywhere. We sometimes when we go and meet people, very rich people, but we have to keep in mind that what is our motive going there? Our motive going there is not just like get a little bit of a benefit from that person. And no, that is not our benefit, our purpose actually. So that means like this is taking association means giving the association of Krishna, giving the association of Guru, giving the association of Harinam. That is our purpose. Not to take their association, oh, that person is having a wonderful place, why not I have something there. Then that means instead of you giving your association to him, we are taking his association and putting on in our life sector. Then that becomes a little bit difficult actually. So we have to be careful. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is why he says in another place also, this is a contemplation. There is a thing about contemplation was mentioned yesterday also, the purport, and today also. He says, dhyayato vishayan pumsa. We know the sloka in Bhagavad Gita. Dhyayato vishayan pumsa sankasteshu vajayate sangat sandhayate kama kamat krodho vijayate. So this contemplation is very, very important. Yeah. See, we go outside, because it's not like when we go outside, it's not like we are in the Satya Yuga or Dwapara Yuga. Because if go outside, you will be bombarded actually. You will be bombarded with all these things. What can you do? Because this is our problem. You can't just say that, okay, I am Krishna conscious person, I am coming out, that everybody should go and cover yourself. It's not possible actually, because this is a problem. So, but what we have to do is that desire may go, mind may go, but then we should not contemplate on that. Contemplation is the biggest problem. This is there is a nice story. Srila Prabhupada says I'll just read the story. Very nice. There is a story of two holy men who are walking on a road. They came to a chest deep river which had no bridge. As they were about to to wade through, a woman came up and asked them to help her over. One of the monks let her climb on his shoulder and ford the river, then put her down. The two sadhus continued on their way in silence. After an hour or two, the monk who had not carried the woman blurted out, "Brother, how is that you allowed yourself to be touched by a woman?" Surprised, his companion turned to him and replied, "I only carried her across the river, but you have carried her all the way here in your mind." Because this is like, we know the story, because sometimes we keep on meditating. The meditation becomes like, they're then so engrossed in this meditation, then we keep on thinking about it. So sometimes desire may come, that's it. And this immediately we should try to nullify. Like we have that spam filter. Like the thought will come immediately, it has passed through the filter will put as a junk. You know, I'm trying to go back home, back to garden, and this is not going to helpful to me. So then we have to put a full stop there. So that's why. So this way, this is a constant exercise. It's not like once you did that sufficient. You know, like that doesn't work like that. Because other things will come. Like same way, junk email. Now you put one, the mail will send me. Other person will send me. You will send from another from. Oh, sorry, you put in junk mail. The other fellow will send from a different email address. Like this junk will come. The same way for us also, the attraction will come. Somebody may think this is the attraction. Maybe something else will come. So we have to be careful in our this thing. But again, we should not always be afraid. Yes, we should be afraid. But Krishna is there, our protection. Okay, Krishna is there, our protection. Krishna is there to protect. And Krishna says also in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna gives a guarantee. Sadureva samantavya. It's not like it is not an excuse. Okay, now I will go and freak out and then Krishna is going to protect me. No, that is not the purpose actually. Krishna will protect if there is accidental falling. We try hard to follow the process, and there is, because of our habituation to this material world, we may commit a mistake. Here or there, some mistakes may be done, but we should not make a habit. Yes, now Krishna has given this little, but that is aparad actually. Because it's like, as Srila Prabhupada says, a nama aparad. You know, like, I am chanting holy name, and then that will, no, that is not the understanding. Our understanding is, if I just do this because of my past bad habits, past situation, if I do something, then accidentally something happens, Krishna will protect us. But I should not make a habit that, Krishna should protect me. I will keep on engaging in my nonsense, and then Krishna should come and protect me. That is very dangerous type of offense. So then, Srila Prabhupada continues here, one who is serious about going back home, back to Godhead, should not contemplate the attractive features of women. We have to understand, when you say woman, for woman it is men. Men it is woman. So it's not like only the men are condemned or women are condemned. No, not like that. Srila Prabhupada many places explains. Men, when we say men, so the enjoying propensity, the purusha, that anybody who has that mentality, then he is a man, purusha mentality. And then, such contemplation will check one's advancement in spiritual life. This is a, then we are going back to Godhead, that will be delayed actually. And then once a devotee is fixed in Krishna consciousness, however, these attractions will not agitate his mind. So, Srimad Bhagavatam has, it's not like only talking about theory, it's a practice also. Like how we find in Srimad Bhagavatam, how the different personalities, like how they followed this process, and then some devotees, like they just manage to cross all these things. Like Haridas Thakur is even a great example. Haridas Thakur was a young man. At that time, Haridas Thakur was a young man, and then he was like one person, he became very envious of Haridas Thakur. He wanted to defame Haridas Thakur. So he sent one prostitute to to induce Haridas Thakur, so that Haridas Thakur can be, his glory can be minimized or something. So what happened then Haridas Thakur, because of his purity, he was chanting, and then he didn't have any time for all these things. And then after 3 days or something, that girl, lady who came, she became a pure devotee. So this is the beauty, because he was very fixed in his devotional service. So that is why Shastra gives example, like how a person can become very serious And if he is fixed in devotional service, this any amount of this type of the inducement, all these things, that will not bother. If you are fixed, fixed in this devotional service of the Lord, and your aim is very clear, and yeah, this is what I have to do, and then we depend on the Lord, depend on the Guru, and then we are protected. Otherwise, there is always a danger. There is a danger is there. And also, the same place, you know, like there is a mention about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very, very lenient, and also very merciful, and also he is very strict also. So it's not like it. So when the same way Chota Haridas, when he performed a mistake, just glancing at a woman, so he became very upset. So the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu completely rejected. He didn't want, because not that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, he knew that, but he wanted to set an example actually. Because this is like a, otherwise, you know, people will take actually the pastime. After that, Srila Prabhupada writes, 10 points he is writing. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu completely rejected him? He writes 10 points. He says each and every one. Yes, he wants to set an example. And he didn't want to become like a normal affair. Like, it's a small thing, nothing. No, it is very serious. Especially, that is what is mentioned here, Bhavasagarasya, Jigmishor Bhavasagarasya. Because our aim, it's not like we just came to this material world, just like we eat, we drink, we have a family. Not, our devotee's purpose is not like that only. Our purpose is, yes, we have come here, we know this is a bad bargain, but this time we want to use this so that we don't want to take birth again in the material world. We serve the Lord all the time. So that way, if we have that purpose, then this loose life is very difficult. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to indicate, yes, this is not going to, we have to take that seriously. And also we find like a very, there is a one pastime where Narayana Rishi is performing that austerities. And at that time, like Indradev, because anybody performing austerity, Indra gets a little bit of this thing, perturbed. Like, oh, this person is performing austerity, that means he is going to come and usurp the position. So he sent some of the apsaras and to divert, but completely opposite happened actually. They went and Cupid and apsaras, they went and they wanted to divert the mind of Narayana Rishi, and then Narayana Rishi understood, and then he just smiled, and then he produced another whole set of beautiful women, and everyone, and they said like they. And then said that, no, you please take it. Because this is like a, they were normally what happens, you know, like when the apsaras come and they disturb, normally the sage, two things can happen. One is the sage will fall prey to that, and other thing is, you know, they will start cursing. Yes, now you have kind of disturbed my meditation, you become stone or something, some kind of curse will come. But in Narayana Rishi, Supreme Lord, so he completely gave this thing. He was just smiling at them, okay, like you want to play with me? Yes, no, I am giving you. Because he gave so many beautiful women, and then they were all feel ashamed that, you know, we think we are beautiful, but this Narayana Rishi produced so many beautiful women. And then they just, okay, you please take this and you go. So like that, you know, like this is a person, like that's why Srimad Bhagavatam gives so much examples how this is the problem, the problem definition, and how to approach the problem, and what is the way you can. We can't imitate Narayana Rishi, because we have, at least we are our problem, we have our limitations are there, but within the limitations we can operate. Yes, we have to keep in mind what is the purpose of life, why did I come here, the whole problem I came here is like I am envious of the Lord, I want to separately enjoy from the Lord, that is why I came to this material world. If I keep on cultivating the same habit again and again in the form of family, in the form of attractive person, this, all these things, it is not going to help me. If we can keep that in mind, then this type of problems can be solved. Otherwise, you know, like maybe we may be doing everything outwardly, but inwardly we will be meditating. So that will be a very dangerous situation. So that is what we have to avoid. But here, we have to understand, we should not think the Agnidhi Maharaj is, oh, he's talking all this, he's a low class person or something. No, it's not like that, because he is a yeah, this is when he has been asked to perform a certain activity. So everything has a purpose. Like Yayati Maharaj. Yayati Maharaj also, he just wanted to enjoy. But after thousands of years of enjoyment also, he came to the conclusion that there is no happiness here. So for us, what we have to do, I also want to enjoy 1,000 years and then come to the conclusion. You take the conclusion from Yayati Maharaj. Yayati, 1,000 years he engaged and he came to the conclusion. Let me come to the conclusion now only. Why should I go on to that again? I will also do the same thing 1,000 years and then come to the conclusion that there is no enjoyment there. So better use Yayati Maharaj's thing. That is intelligence actually. So same way, we have to this, all these wonderful examples are there in the Shastra. And this is positive ones are also there, negative ones are there. So the persons who have succeeded on these things and the persons who failed, though all these things Srimad Bhagavatam gives there. So that it is a lesson for us also. This is how we can, in our life, we will be faced with all these circumstances. It's not like you go everywhere and everything will be, like here they say, everything hunky-dory, there is no problem. No, it's not going to be like that. You go outside, you will face a lot of things. You have to face people. And so then how, on a day-to-day basis, we go outside. Not if you are always 24 hours you are going to stay in the temple, then that's a different thing. But you go outside, you have to meet people, you have to interact with people, we have to give Krishna consciousness to them, and you have to maintain your own Krishna consciousness. So that this is a very big challenge. So that is why Srila Prabhupada instituted this morning program, and then prasadam, and then go outside, and then evening program. Everything is sandwiched. The sandwich, that way you, whatever you get, some any kind of diversions or any distractions, this is covered. And also that is why the scriptures are needed, that is why the hearing and chanting is very much essential. When we read, see, like the mind is not easy. See, you go outside, then oh, today we were reading this Mataravat Paradareshu. So then immediately it goes into the mind. So then we remember that, yes. So this is Shastra says that, Chanakya says, and Srila Prabhupada says everywhere. So that means that we have to try to, at least try to follow that, put that into practice, and Krishna will help us also. Krishna's help, see, that is the biggest thing. We are not alone. For materialistic people, there is no one to support actually. For us, Krishna's support is there, Guru's support is there, Guru's prayers are there. So that way, we are always protected. So I'll stop here. If there is any questions or comments.
I just trying to understand the tenderness of this conditioning about the attraction to the material objects.
Yeah.
Because previous text, previous chapter, it was emphasized that we need to learn to see the material world from Krishna's perspective.
Yes.
And that as a solution for us to interact with the material energy.
Yes.
And it was emphasized that, well, for me it was quite a striking point and very important. And now, again, which is the Bhagavatam is emphasizing how deep is this conditioning. And it's not just for the woman body.
Yes.
Because as an object,
exactly.
It's for different things.
Yes. Yeah. So like when the definition of kama, see normally when you say lust to me, it's not like we think only for man, woman, that attraction. No, that is not the only thing. Kama is like any desire which is not my sense gratification. I remember Gurujan Prabhu used to say, Atma Indriya Preeti Vancha? Huh? Prema. This Krishna Indriya Preeti. Krishna Indriya Preeti is prema. Atma Indriya Preeti is kama. So my sense gratification is kama. But Krishna's satisfaction is prema. So that way, so the sense gratification is not stopped. Your point is correct. Because in the before sections, we used everything, yukta vairagya. How to use in everything in Krishna's service? You can understand the sambandha between that object and Krishna and then use it in Krishna's service. That is yukta vairagya. We are not a falgu vairagya. Yes. But at the same time, we have to understand there is limitations like also. Yes, now there is some situation like I want to go, I want to do something. Yes, you can do and help the person, but you don't want to get entangled. So
So the individual, we should not get entangled in that particular situation. Yeah. If somebody can do that, if somebody can go and do that, that's fine. If I can't do that, let me do my own, whatever in my level, let me do that type of activity, that type of interaction, let me do. Because not everybody will be able to do everything. So we may be able to do certain things and we may not be able to do certain. We have to know our limitations. So we have, this is power. But Shastra gives the indication, if we encounter a situation like that, what we should do? Yes, this is what we have to do. We all understand that we have to use everything in Krishna's service. Correct. That is the best way. But if there is some difficulty, that is why we have Shastra, we have sadhus are there. We can ask, we can take guidance, and then we can apply that in our life. That is the best way, because we are not alone. We have so many devotees there. They all gone through this thing. We have preachers who go outside. Every day they go outside and then they meet people. How they deal with them? Not everybody will be very friendly, or not everybody will be very hostile also. So there are mixed people will be there. So we have to learn this. The whole idea is we have to learn how we can interact with them.
Do you think that the root cause of this kind of attachment to material enjoyment, is based in that wrong understanding of our identity?
Yeah.
Means considering that we are this body.
Body, exactly. That is why Srila Prabhupada always says, because we consider we are this body, anything which we can give pleasure to my body, then the attraction comes. But if you think we are not this body, but it's not. See, every day we are hearing we are not this body, we are spirit, soul, servant of Krishna, we are hearing that. But we have to put that into practice. Then once we start putting that into practice, then we will not exploit anyone. For anything also. Like even a flower. When we take a flower, so the devotee's consciousness, even if you go to the supermarket or anywhere, you see, the flower, he doesn't immediately start smelling and then for my enjoyment, he says, it's for Krishna. At least mentally he will offer something he has to do. Mentally let me offer so because I want to offer to Krishna. Mentally he offered to Krishna. So that whole consciousness changes actually. So that is what important is. It's not like all the details may not, because the consciousness should be, this is for Krishna's enjoyment. Krishna is the first enjoyer. Bhokta. Krishna is the bhokta. I am the cooperator. When Krishna enjoys, my enjoyment is automatically included in that. I am part and parcel of Krishna. So when Krishna enjoys, for me also enjoyment is automatically there. So like Krishna eats, and then I get the remnants. So that way, when Krishna is satisfied, I am also satisfied. Yasmin tushte, jagat tushte. When Krishna is pleased, then automatically we all become pleased. Because we are part and parcel of Krishna, so our satisfaction is automatically packaged actually. This is a package. So people try to do, let me satisfy myself separately, then that what breaks the whole thing. Instead, I satisfy Krishna, automatically my satisfaction is already included in Krishna's satisfaction. When I satisfy Him, automatically I am also satisfied.
Wrong perception of ourselves.
Yes.
And also wrong perception of everything.
Yeah, everything around is for my enjoyment. That is what the materialistic people think. Everything in this world is for my enjoyment actually. This is like, with that purpose only we came into this material. Iccha dvesha samudhyena dvandam mohena bharat. When we take birth into this material world, we come to this understanding, I am the bhokta, I am the enjoyer, everything here is for my satisfaction. So with that only we come to this material world. But we turn that the whole thing to the, no, I am not the enjoyer, I am not the controller, I am a cooperator, I am prakriti, I just want to, my duty is to give satisfaction to Krishna, then automatically I am also getting satisfied. So we can see practically in our life also, when we do that. Thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki,